Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Snap, sidestep to the pocket, quickly throws up the middle. 2-1, end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Jimmy Graham. Touchdown, Bears, for the lead here in Detroit.
Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Make sure you head to thescore.com and check out David's column. He wrote a great column off the game. That is one of the highlights there. You hear our buddy Jeff Joniak on WBBM, the voice of the Bears, telling you about the Jimmy Graham touchdown. That was a good play. And Jimmy Graham, hey, look, there's Jimmy Graham. Wow, that's pretty cool. We should let you know this segment is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the first place Chicago Wolves. Play the Rockford Ice Hogs this Saturday. That would be tomorrow at Allstate Arena, and affordable tickets are still available. Check out Winning Hockey with the entire family. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves. 312-644-6767. So I'm over at my brother-in-law's house yesterday, Michael Kramer, great man. And his wife, Harleen, Ellen, just did an amazing job. Really wonderful. It was great to be out again with family and friends. And so we're sitting there and we're talking, you know, had a couple of drinks and had a beautiful dinner, and everybody's kind of talking. We were talking about the Bears at one point, and my phone buzzes, and I kind of just glanced at it. I know you're not supposed to, but we were on to dessert at that point. And we got a late start, okay, because everyone was kind enough to kind of wait for whoever was caught up with the Bears earlier in the day. And I see this text that's sent to me from a former NFL coach that I know pretty well, I've known for 30 years or so. And it's like somebody threw their pumpkin pie out the window as a result of a tweet from Adam Schefter that said that George McCaskey has assured Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy they'll be back in 2022. So I'm like, what? You know, I immediately react to it. Well, it turns out it's a hoax, right? But like, I nearly put the pumpkin pie out the window too. It was like, you know, you got to be awful careful, and you got to understand that everyone's got a sense of humor about this sort of stuff. But yeah. Yeah, you got me. You got me on that one. I was totally not. I don't know why. There was so much happening, and I had been out of pocket for a couple of hours. I wasn't up to my usual sports awareness. So that was pretty funny. Rich is in Old Town. Hey, Rich, how are you, bud?
Morning, Mully. Hey, look. Happy holidays first.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
Hope you had a good time. I wanted to get to you. I'm going to give you some fresh meat for the Bears' decline. And I don't mean over the last few years with Nagy, but I actually dug this out, and it really opened my eyes. The last 12 years, 12, from 2011 all the way through next year's draft, I went and looked at the Bears' first pick. Now, the first pick may not be the first round, right. So the important fact is the first pick, the last 12 years. And I'll give you the headline, then I'll give you the detail. The headline is only Kyle Long in 2013 has gone beyond the tenure of their rookie contract of every Bears pick, which is damning and that even when they do pick somebody, they never have a career there. They don't go beyond that. I'll give you some detail on this because it really opened my eyes. It started with Gabe Kiremi, the famous Kiremi.
Yeah, sure.
2011. McClellan, Kyle Long, they did get an extension. Kyle Fuller, Kevin White, Leonard Floyd, Trubisky, Roquan Smith, which is due.
Yeah,
they'd be idiots if they don't
extend
him.
Yeah,
and then the next 3 years, they have none because of the Trubisky trade and trading up for Fields for 3 years. Now, you tell me over 12 years with that track record, they got a management problem as big as the coaching problem. Now, the one thing that I thought was really revealing was, I never thought I'd say this, but I got to tell you, the Detroit coach is now in first place for being stupid. He's one slot ahead of Nagy now. That guy gave the game away. He can't manage the clock. Penalties galore.
Yeah.
It was just, it was an embarrassment to see how bad that guy was. Anybody that calls two consecutive timeouts
and the
fourth quarter loses the downs and gets penalized and doesn't know the rule, you've got to be a moron.
He's taken over. Rich, he's taken over play calling duties. And not once, but twice, they got into third and 32. I don't know how that happens. I mean, I don't know what play you go to on third and 32.
Well, you certainly don't ask Nagy, do you? He must have been trained by Nagy.
Oh, God.
I mean, come on.
That's terrible.
But no, what I did want you to address is the demise of the Bears is really due to, I think, the general manager. And it's not just Pace. The guy who predated him screwed up, too. But
Phil
when
Emery.
You take a look at that track, I mean, they don't have one guy except Kyle Long beyond the rookie contract in 12 years.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I'm happy to address that. I think that you're on half the story, because what happens when you don't have first-round picks, what happens when you miss on first-round picks is that you wind up having to pay someone to come in and replace what that draft pick was going to do for you. And unfortunately, when you're on the free agent market, you're paying through the nose. So you also have to stop and take a look at some of these free agent contracts, because it's related to failed draft picks, be they first rounders or first player. And as a result of that, you end up, you end up going out. You signed a Robert Quinn because you felt Leonard Floyd wasn't the guy. So you trade up for Leonard Floyd, and then you get rid of Floyd, and then you sign Quinn to make up for it. And that's a ton of money. Now, Quinn had a bad year last year. He's been sensational this year. I believe he's now at 10 sacks, right? He's made it to double digits. That's a premier pass rusher. Those guys do not come cheap. So when you trade for a Khalil Mack, I don't think anyone's going to argue about the value of that trade and how you won that trade when you look at what happened to the draft picks that that wound up in Oakland. But you also had to pay Khalil, you know, through the nose. And it is just the fact of life in the NFL that when players are at their cheapest, right, when they're on that first contract, that is when you really need to strike. And I think that, like, we were talking yesterday a little bit about some of the quarterbacking issues. You really need to strike when a quarterback is on his rookie contract, because as that position ages out, you pay significantly more money, and that prevents you from being able to do other things in terms of your free agents, etc. Listen, the Bears have made a mess of the draft, and they've made a mess of it for many reasons, not the least of which, the general manager philosophically believes the draft is about getting one player. He believes that if you identify the one player, no matter what you give up, it's worth it. Now, unfortunately, they have failed at that. And, you know, I got no problem with trading up for a quarterback because of the value of the position, but you can't make every player a trade-up. And that is really the weirdest thing about this whole thing. It's like you're not respecting the draft process, and you're kind of extending when you really don't need to. So I think that, again, you know, you want to talk about salary cap problems, and you know, Kyle Fuller was playing well here. You had to get rid of him. Why? Well, because his contract was whatever, $20 million. So it's, these things are interrelated, and the Bears have salary cap problems, and they have, as you say, you know, Roquan will be the rarest of Bears where you're going to want to extend him. 312-644-6767. Let's try Greg. Greg is listening on the Odyssey app out of Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Molly. Happy holidays. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, Molly, when I look at this, you know, obviously outside as a fan, I see the ownership. I believe the ownership feels that it's important to have the collaboration. They spoke about that. And I think that they are happy, maybe not necessarily on the field with the performance, but off the field with Pace and Nagy. And also, in addition to that, I think that the players like playing for Nagy. Obviously, there were a couple reports last week that said otherwise, but we don't know if those are true or not. We probably will never know. My question for you, Molly, is looking at it through the lens of the McCaskies, is it possible and is it plausible that at the end of this season, there's a conversation with Nagy and with Pace that essentially is, we are going to bring you both back, but in terms of the system on the field, we want you to be the head coach, lead the team. The players like playing for you, but we want an established play-calling offensive coordinator to come in with his own system, not Nagy's. Laser's running Nagy's system right now. It has been proven after 4 years it doesn't work. Bring in an established offensive coordinator and run that system with the current management remaining in place. I'm going to hang up and listen to your call.
Greg, I appreciate the call. I don't think that works, you know. I mean, this is the reality. You went out and you hired Matt Nagy. Why? Because you had drafted Mitchell Trubisky and it didn't work. So, and I'm sure at some point in that conversation, there had to be the question of, can you fix this guy? Have you seen this guy? Can you make him better? Oh, absolutely, I can make him better. I know exactly how to handle him. Look what I'm doing with Patrick Mahomes. Okay, great. So you hire the guy and he comes in and we all watched it. Oh, this guy can't run my system. It was about what he had learned from Andy Reid. And again, there are all sorts of concepts from the West Coast offense involved in what Andy Reid does. He came from Mike Holmgren, who came from Steve Walsh. We know what the ascension was, you know, starting with the white-haired wizard, and then you got Mike Holmgren, and then you got Andy Reid, and from that all, you have Matt Nagy. And so Nagy comes in, and this is what he has, and this is what he wants to do, and he can't do it with Mitchell Trubisky. So it's kind of disappointing that, you know, all the moves they made, right, whether it be, you know, when Mike Glennon was brought in, you thought he was the guy that was going to be able to help. And, you know, and Nick Foles, you know, whoever you're talking about, Andy Dalton, the most recent, you thought you had someone that could run whatever the scheme was that you wanted to run. So we saw, as the Bears had their six-game losing streak, we saw Matt Nagy give up play-calling duties. Then in the offseason, he took them back. And then obviously he had to give them up again. Can you imagine the coach hiring someone to run something other than what he wants to do, or the elements that he wants to do, or the plays that he wants to throw in? I mean, this is a man that called a timeout so you could run a wildcat into a stacked off a defensive line. And that was against the Ravens. It just doesn't make sense to me to have him as the coach and have that kind of conversation about it. It just doesn't it doesn't – I think that if you're moving on from his offense, you're kind of moving on from him because that's what his – that's what he does. The reason he took it back – you know, have you not seen the BU sheets that he has? Again, you know, we got to see a draft on Zoom and the guy's sitting in his basement and he's wallpapered the room with all his plays and the play calls and the sheets that he uses. I just have a hard time imagining, you know, them trying to kind of, you know, put him out to pasture, if you will, and not use him as a stud horse. I'm not saying that very well, but you would be kind of cutting off his creativity. Holy cow, I got to get out of this one. All right, we're going to bring in Big Z. His plane should be landing about now back in Chicago. He obviously was in Detroit and covered that game. And we'll find out if anything changed, if he feels like the entirety of what has happened over the last week coupled with an actual victory. You know, again, guys, 16 points, but they did win. We'll find out if Big Z thinks anything is different, anything is going to change, anything. We'll get his whole take on the whole thing, and we'll talk to him next. It is Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Mully. How's it going?
Well, buddy, I got to tell you, it was a real taffy pull of a game yesterday. I don't know that I was saying earlier, and I got it. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. I didn't know that it was a penalty to call two timeouts in a row because I had never seen that. And I guess the officials aren't supposed to acknowledge the second timeout, so shame on them. But that was about as inept as you're ever going to see. And then right after that, you had the kind of the battling coaches desperate to call the timeout. You had to at some point kind of throw your head back and have a chuckle.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly ranks as one of the 10 worst Bears-Lions games that I've seen over the years. But fortunately, they're able to pull off the comeback victory, keep the defense from having to take the field at the end of the game with that 8-minute and 30-second drive, you know, 18-play drive. The Bears haven't had many of those, and of course, you count the kneel downs by Andy Dalton at the end and all of that. But, hey, he made some plays. The offensive line opened some holes, and they're able to escape Detroit with a victory and put an end to the five-game losing streak.
Yeah, and that's the most important element of it. They finally won a game. And, you know, again, we can sit here and pick apart whether they scored enough points, whether they should have made it easier. But the fact of the matter is that that they did stop that five-game losing streak. The sad element is the Lions, I believe they've played them twice already. They can't play them again because you'd like to get a game or two more added, if you could, please, Mr. Commissioner.
Yeah, well, the Bears have got four wins, and half of them have come against the Detroit Lions, who they're just terrible. And Dan Campbell's proven that perhaps he's not ready for all that comes with the head coaching position in terms of some of that game management stuff. And, of course, he's taken over play-calling duties from his offensive coordinator, Anthony Lynn. The roster is terrible. And you look at their group of wide receivers, their best wide receiver by far is Josh Reynolds. They claimed him off waivers from the Los Angeles Rams. They've got really no playmakers with the exception of TJ Hockenson, who didn't do much. DeAndre Swift banged up his shoulder. If they're gunning to have the number one overall pick, the bad news is it's not a quarterback draft and there's no clear consensus number one overall pick for this draft class. Not at this point. We're pretty far into the college football season at this point. So the Lions are a mess. A bigger mess than the Bears, although their regime is at heading toward the end of year one with new GM, new coach, new president in charge of football, and Chris Spielman. And the Bears are obviously at a different stage for the people in charge for them. So the Bears have to take advantage of some extra time here coming off a Thursday game to try to get healthier for the Arizona Cardinals. A week from Sunday, the Bears' next two games against teams in first place, Arizona, and then, of course, a trip to Green Bay for what right now is scheduled to be a primetime affair against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Brad, at one point, the Bears had Marcus Hunt, Caleb Johnson, Travis Gibson, Angelo Blackson, Christian Jones, Marquis Christian, and Artie Burns all on the field at the same time. And I don't know if that was according to plan. I mean, I understand there's been a ton of injuries, but that is a different group than maybe we thought starting the season would be out there.
Yeah, well, you got a whole heck of a lot of salary cap on the sideline or back home in the northern suburbs on snaps when that's your crew on the field. And they, you know, they're adapting. They benched Kendall Vildor. The cornerback, I think he got seven, eight snaps on special teams, did not play on defense, replaced by Artie Burns, of course. The Lions hit him on that double move for a touchdown in the first quarter to go ahead early in the game. But Vildor had really struggled. You look at some of the statistics where he measures across the league, and it was time for him to be able to regroup a little bit. I'm not saying by any stretch we've seen the last of him. I could potentially see him getting into the starting lineup before the end of the season again, but they're being forced to adapt on the fly because of injuries. and because of some personnel changes that they've had to make. They were patient with Vildor, but he's really been struggling, and so it was Artie Burns' turn, and Artie had been inactive the previous 3 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was injury related or if he was doing something bad in practice or, you know, where they were, because Vildor, you kind of had to make that move. And I'm with you. I think that there's still a path for him to get back. I don't think this, but the last two games, you know, before, I mean, you go back to the Steelers game, that wasn't good enough. And certainly the Ravens, that last series, not just that, but the way he looked in the postgame. I mean, he literally had his kind of head in his hands. It looked
crisis
like
of confidence.
Him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Complete crisis of confidence. And when Jalen Johnson's playing well and the other guy's struggling, guess what? They're just going to go with the other guy, and they're going to go at him over and over and over again. And he's going to get beat up. So it'd be Artie's turn here, I'd imagine, for a little while anyway. And hopefully, Vildor can show the coaches that he's made some improvements on the practice field. I think that's the next step for him. But you know, they got a big play from Robert Quinn with Travis Gibson. You watch that play that Gibson made, and it's really kind of neat because he gets held on the play by the right tackle. He's able to drag his butt off the turf, get up, and punch the ball out. The Bears couldn't take advantage of it, but you've got guys out there that are they're putting forth the effort. And Quinn now with 11 sacks in 11 games, you can't understate what he's been able to accomplish for them.
So Brad, you know, it was a whirlwind heading to Detroit. There was so much going on. The Mark Conkle report, and I don't know. I guess the accuracy of that is in question because the coach is still coaching. And George came out and talked to the team then. Your report was absolutely accurate by all accounts. Everyone said that he did go to management. He did, as you reported, talk to them and came out, canceled some meetings, and sent the players home. You heard Cole Kmet say, yeah, that distraction affected preparations. So where are we at with the Bears, with Matt Nagy, with the future, with the chance? I mean, what happens now?
Yeah, well, I think they try to regroup over the weekend. Like I said, heal up, and then Nagy gets them ready to go against the Cardinals, and we see what they can put forward. You know, George said back in January, the last time we heard him speak, that one of the things that struck him most about last season was the way that Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace handled the six-game losing streak that the Bears had. They've stopped the losing streak that they were in this year. There's six games remaining, so it's an opportunity for Nagy to leave something else for McCaskey to consider coming out of this season other than another extended losing rut. It's going to be a difficult challenge, I think, when you look at the schedule ahead of them, but all Nagy can do is focus on the Cardinals and put all of his energies into that. As I explained to you guys earlier in the week, the only advantage you have to potentially firing a coach in season is kind of queuing up yourself to request interviews with head coaching candidates in week 17 and week 18. Week 17 is going to be the week that falls between Christmas and New Year's. So if you want to try to line up some interviews at that point, you probably need to have your coach fired by then. Nagy's still in place. He's going to be trying to get him ready to go for the Arizona Cardinals game a week from Sunday.
So, Brad, Justin Fields, there was a report by Ian Rappaport, I believe, before the game yesterday that he was feeling some discomfort or something. They went in and MRI'd his ribs, which is odd, but that revealed some cracks. So there's nothing on the X-ray and in the CT scan, but the MRI reveals some cracks. Does that mean he's out for Arizona? Could he be back? Is this just a pain tolerance issue here?
I would imagine we're talking about a pain tolerance issue for him, and everything the team has provided to this point that sort of classified the Justin Fields injury as a day-to-day issue. So we're sitting here Friday morning right now. They will have a light practice on Monday. They'll be off Tuesday, and then they'll return to a normal Wednesday practice at that point. So if he can get back out on the field by then, I think there's a very good chance he gives it a go against the Cardinals. It would be exciting to see Justin Fields in a game against Kyler Murray, no doubt.
Right. And you know, we were talking in the pregame yesterday as to, without Fields there, like, what is it you're most looking forward to seeing? And Patrick Manley said, well, you know, number 58. I just want to watch and see how he plays in this game. And,
yeah,
you know, we went over the whole thing with the two Georgia Bulldogs, and they were going to, you know, face off against each other, DeAndre Swift. And Pat pointed out, I thought really well, that not only is Roquan playing well, but he's like blowing guys up. He's like really bringing it. And then sure enough, you see the play on the sideline, and DeAndre Swift is knocked out of the game, their best offensive player at that point last few weeks. And unfortunately, Roquan has a hamstring. Do we know, you know, again, I just, it's so hard to sit, and that's one of the worst injuries because there's so many different things, there's so many different degrees of problem with the hamstring. It's hard to know what it means for his season or where he's at. I mean, it seemed like he was ready to be probably all pro as well as pro bowler. I mean, he's had a great year.
Yeah, he's really had a terrific season. I think he was entering this weekend, he was tied for third in the NFL in tackles, and he was just a couple off the lead. And for him to go out now, you can't speculate on what kind of time he'll miss, but Eddie Jackson had the hamstring injury. And he missed two games, but it was a total of 3 weeks with the bye sandwiched in there as well. Duke Shelley pulled a hamstring last week against the Ravens. They placed him on IR right away. You know, so it's impossible to say what the future holds for Roquan, and hopefully he gets back out there soon because they're down to some real reserves there at linebacker. You've got Danny Trevathan on injured reserve. Fortunately, Alec Ogletree's kind of stepped in for him, but my goodness, they need Roquan because, as you mentioned earlier, Mully, you had a couple snaps where it was just like, you know, where did you find some of these guys for the defensive formation at the time? So we'll see. Like I said, you know, Thursday game gives them an extra 72 hours to sort of heal up, and you're looking also at guys like Akeem Hicks, who missed another
right.
game,
right.
Allen Robinson, who was held out of the game. So they're hoping to maybe have a few of these guys back. They're going to need them against a high-powered Cardinals team that's playing well.
And as I was looking on Twitter as the game was getting going, I saw Tevin Jenkins on the field running. I mean, is that guy coming back? Is that – you know, it seems like –
Well, those, they
point.
Will
– Yeah.
I would be surprised if he doesn't get moved to the 53-man roster
right.
by the end of next week, okay? They've got the three-week window going,
yeah.
And so that's going to expire, I believe, a week from Saturday. So at that point, you know, when is he potentially ready to get on the field? As I talked to you guys when this got going,
yeah.
He had one practice in full pads a week ago, right? There were no real practices, certainly none with pads on this week, and they'll have one practice in full pads to get ready for the Cardinals. My guess would be it's going to be on Wednesday. Nagy could hold it on Thursday next week, and you know, they've got to move him to the 53. I don't know how prepared he is to play in a game with literally two practices and full pets. That's it. He missed all of camp, all of preseason, was limited even back in the spring. So we'll see what the plan is for him. Maybe they'll shed a little light on that after they bump him to the 53, but I fully expect that to happen.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Thank you so much. Great catching up with you.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
That is Brad Biggs. He is the football man from the Chicago Tribune. Great stuff from Biggsy, as always. And we should let you know that this segment is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the first place Chicago Wolves. Play the Rockford Ice Hogs tomorrow at Allstate Arena, and affordable tickets are still available. Check out Winning Hockey with the entire family. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.